Does your wife really tongue your butthole?
I mean, hey, you know.
Like she gets,
it goes
like
both
it?
Ways.
Do you enjoy it?
You know what it's called? A sung hole.
Have you ever had your tushy licked?
Do you shower first? All right,
look at Sherry.
She licks your butthole.
Look at Sherry. Somebody has licked her ass before.
I'll go get. Oh, am I going along right here?
All I heard was, I'll go get the kids, and I was really concerned with the next dance.
No. Sherry, look to your right. Look at my trophy case. Bam!
If I can't get in the shower, I'll go get a.
What the hell did you win?
Baby wipes work.
I have multiple championships in this league.
So you wipe your butthole before she licks your butthole?
Well, if I can't get in the shower, at least it's disinfected and it smells like.
This is brought to you by Pampers.
I introduce you to the Top Risk Sports Podcast. Feature Joe K. And without further ado, the myth, the legend is in the building.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with another week of the Topper Sports regular season podcast. We've got the week 5 session of games. I think that's actually week 3.
We can start this over, Jim.
Kudos going out to Topper and the amazing scheduling program that he has. Some great guests here. Joe K, take it away.
That's me. Welcome, everyone, to the Week 5/Week 3 TSL podcast. I am your host, Joe K, because Leonard Elba is still not with us, as he's still recovering from whatever he's got going on. In the house today, we have Sherry, as the intro told us.
Hi, guys.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Hello.
And then we have two very special guests who are near and dear to my heart. We have somebody who could be considered potentially the greatest quarterback in co-ed football history, Christopher Cole from Public Enemy.
In his own mind.
I don't know, maybe in my mind, too.
In your mind?
And I don't even know how to describe you, but the living legend himself, James T. Hearn. He's probably been in the league for, 1,000 years?
Probably pretty close to that.
Pretty close to 1,000 years. All right, well, Hearn, let's start with you then. How did you get into the league? Who have you played for over the millennia that you've been in the league?
Oh, boy. A mutual friend of Cole and I is Dennis May. Worked with me at David Adams Car Roll.
This is like 1986?
This is probably right after Nintendo came out.
So 1986.
So 87. told me about, I had just come out of high school. I played football at Sweet Home.
Where'd you go to? Oh, Sweet Home. Okay.
Sweet Home. And then he told me about these leagues. He's like, I'll play in this co-ed league. He's like, yeah, we could use a guy this week. I'm like, oh, okay. I've never, played in a league like this. He's like, where do you play? Oh, I play at the Rose Garden off Transit or whatever. I'm like, okay, great. And then he goes, just so you know, you can't hit people.
What?
Can't lay people out. He goes, this isn't like high school. I'm like, oh, darn. All right, whatever. So I think he played for the Adelphia team at that time, which is a D2 team.
Adelphia?
Yeah.
That's dating it.
Yep. And I think all those guys are in prison.
Adelphia. Is that rule still in effect?
Sherry, were you even old enough to know what Adelphia is?
Yeah, I remember Adelphia.
Sherry was sleeping with Care Bears at that time.
Adelphia was like the cable company.
All right. Good enough. Close enough.
Listen, I was alive when there was dial-up internet, okay?
Nobody believed
it. And you couldn't be on the phone, the house phone at the same time.
You'd pick up and take you offline.
And then there was like AIM.
Oh my God.
AOL Instant Messenger.
You had AOL 2.0.
And you'd have like, yeah, but you would put like your away message, like when you, like, you didn't want
to talk
to someone.
Is that what you were doing at 7 years old when I was probably 22?
Yeah.
What was your screen name?
Officer Friendly.
What? Get the fuck out.
I swear to God, but it
was
missing like an E. It was OFFICR and then Friendly without the I.
All right, that beats mine.
So is it bad you want to talk about AIM? That's how I met my wife.
Go on.
Is she anti-handy?
Did you go through those fights where like you would throw the away message up, but really you'd be at your computer like wondering if she was messaging you?
No, because usually when I wasn't home, I was in a dorm. And
how did you
so
find?
So I really wasn't, fighting over AIM.
How did you find her on AIM? Did you just find her in like an M4M chat and she was catfishing?
No.
She was in Buffalo Chat 3.
It was in one of those chat rooms.
So long story short.
Sexy white girls.
Ford was banging her roommate.
Okay.
And
how many times did Ford bang her?
Lord knows. In his own mind?
I don't even want. All right, it's fine. I don't want to ruin your marriage yet.
So, no. Oh, wait, my wife. I thought you meant in the roommate.
Yes.
Oh. 3.5, I think, is the running total.
It's more than you.
It's very true. I've only got 2.
That's my boy. Go on.
So he was banging a roommate, and she got cheated on, got broken up with, and so she said, and I quote, hey, do you know anybody, any of your friends that's not an asshole? And
oh, okay.
I happened to be on IM. He's like, oh, yeah, my boy Cole. Here, talk to him.
So he picked the biggest asshole.
Right, exactly.
My boy Cole.
Yeah, my boy Cole. So,
my boy Cole.
So when she asked for not an asshole, he kind of went the complete opposite
direction.
Well,
hold on. Was it opposite day?
It was not opposite.
Then he's just a liar.
Because we weren't in first grade, so it was not opposite.
Cole's a total asshole. Apparently he throws footballs at women.
Hey, we'll get to the games.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
So, James, back to your original story. So how many teams have you played for in this league at this point?
I don't know. How many drinks have I had?
Not enough.
Probably nine.
Really? Who was your favorite one?
My favorite? I don't have a favorite.
Yeah? How many championships have you won?
I have three.
Yeah, which one? Which divisions?
Division two, Division three, and Division five.
Well, you have a best memory then?
I do.
Well, tell me about it.
You see your face when I had that long pause. You're like, is he all right? Is his mic tapped out?
I honestly thought you were waiting for the music either continue.
So you turned the subwoofers off.
Your one thing is that you talk all the time. And you're not talking. It confuses the shit out of me.
I know. See, look at that. You know what I'm going to do next. Honestly, I know this is going to sound corny, but.
It's fine.
And Chris Cole attested that since he pretty much started at the same time as me, is that. The friendships and everything that you formed as a league. There's no other league on this planet that, you know, has the kind of bond that you share with people. The weddings and the stags and the friendships you make. This makes it the best league that I've ever been a part of. I mean, all the sports I've ever played.
That's cute and all, but you didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true.
You didn't answer the question.
That's my best moment.
No.
That's a moment.
No.
No, moment. That's just like the best, like, thing about the league.
You're like, know, your best moment is seeing you struggle to start your Explorer.
Get it right.
Get it right.
The Exploder.
It's the Exploder, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, well then, Chris.
It's hard to pick one moment.
Okay,
but
he's going
to
talk now. That's what I wanted. Tell me, just pick one, man. People want to hear it. You have more memories than probably most people in this league.
I know, but I drank so much, I forgot most of them.
That's actually a solid point.
That's probably a great point. But that's definitely... That's the first thing I think of when I think of this league over the amount of years. It's hard to pick just one thing, but...
If I had to pick a James T. Herr moment,
thank
it would
you.
Be
this
with
is
the,
even better.
No, it's here not like that. It would be with a Tommy Hughes experience.
Yeah. Oh, was it last year's game? Oh, I know
play a playoff
about.
Game, and literally you heard a team go, how the F did that guy get open again?
Yeah.
He had three touchdowns from the other side of midfield, all behind their secondary, and after the third one they go, how the... Did that guy get open again? Who is he? And there's Hearn just rumbling, stumbling, bumbling in the back of the end zone catching touchdowns.
Tommy Hughes was running like Kaepernick that day. There might have been a moment where he was back there for 25 seconds at some point, allowing me to get that open because I'm that slow.
Tommy Hughes was running like Elvis Gerbach, not Kaepernick.
I thought you were going to talk about my favorite James C. Hearn moment, which was also last year for Tommy Hughes, when you were wide open in the end zone on a streak and Tommy hit you and it bounced
terrible.
Off your hands, which are known for being like glue traps, and instead you tripped over your foot and did like a cool somersault right out of the end zone.
I definitely forgot where I was at that moment, and my legs were a little closer than usual, and I definitely did a double somersault.
Was that the same game where the 4'7" chick had him on lockdown?
I think
no.
That was the same game that Gordon
was a
dropped the ball
game.
And screamed to Tommy.
I busted my ankle
which
that game,
is
and
that?
I still outran
That's every game.
Yeah, that's a solid
That game. Was the one where I ran that out, and Tommy threw it to the other field.
Christopher, I mean, you were on the podcast once, and they were doing it in the basement, right?
Yep, I was Casa de Topper.
We have a lot more people that listen to the podcast now, or so I'm told.
Yeah, we've got four.
Yeah, there we go. So why don't you tell me how you got into the league and
drum
how
roll.
Many teams you played for, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I got in the league through Mike Ford. He told me that I was, come on out, there's this media league, we need some guys to sub. So I started subbing way back when he was, I don't even remember what team he was, NSA maybe? So started subbing with Ford. And playing with him, we got into a bit of a disagreement. So I went my way, he went his, and I've only played on...
Christopher, hold on real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry, are you okay? Is your stomach hurting?
Oh, she's laughing because she just took out a handicap guy with a cane.
She looks like she's choking.
What?
DJ Jimmy, while you guys were talking, just challenged me to chug a beer, and it was so cold that it's like stuck right like where my esophagus meets my stomach.
Did you really chug a beer? Because I completely missed it. I was lost.
Him and I just chugged a beer while they were talking, and it like hurts.
That's completely untrue.
It was so cold, and it's burning right now.
You're laughing because the guy you took out in the doorway is still laying in the doorway without his cane.
He tried to run over an old crippled vet, a war vet.
I did not run over a
what
old
happened?
We
got some
war
pregame,
vet.
We got some pregame margaritas and some idle chat. And as we were walking out of El Canelo,
Sherry's
shit sponsor this. I'm holding a door. Christopher's holding a door. James T. Hearn moves out of the way. Sherry bull rushes through this poor gentleman whose legs definitely haven't worked since 97.
Probably a vet.
And he's lean. Yeah, definitely. Oh, he probably got shot. And he's got a cane and he's thanking us. And then she's just talking about herself, of course.
My stummy. I was talking about my stummy.
Your stummy hurting. And she proceeded to walk right through this guy.
Luckily,
I think he gave me a dirty look, too.
Because you tried taking his cane. You asked him to take a picture with his cane.
Should have beaten the hell out of you with it if you had any gumption.
Oh, man.
Gumption. Then you told him the war he was in was overrated.
Yeah, the poor guy. But, I should have turned around and apologized.
You absolutely should have.
Such an asshole.
All right, so Christopher, back to your story.
So many moons ago, you know, started playing left. I've only played for two teams. I played for Dwyer's and Public Enemy.
Well, you played for Tom Hughes Experience.
Well, yeah, but that's not my team.
That's a side project.
That's not my team, and that's, you know, it is. That's
a solo act.
Yeah. So just the two teams for ever.
And how many championships did you guys win? Just the one?
Just one D1 title.
Just the one D1 title?
Yep.
That was a magical day. I remember that day.
That was a magical day, to quote Lenny Alba.
Right.
Which is also why Tommy Hughes calls me the Peyton Manning of co-ed sports.
That's funny. I'd consider you're Tom Brady.
You're okay.
Topper's Peyton Manning. You're Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's got like 17 titles.
McElwacky would be so mad. Good,
though, I've got one flip a coin.
He's a wannabe Tom Brady.
That's where you're going with it? That's fine. I was wrong.
Let's get to these scores. This chart here.
Are you
What's
done chugging beers?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's
Careful.
Do it.
She'll hit you with a cane she stole.
Jim, when you're ready.
I just want to hear DJ Jimmy's voice. Go ahead.
1 a.m. Who wants pancakes?
Hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, week 5, a.k.a. week 3, Breakfast Club Games. Val's Pals with 39. Poppy Molly scored 24. Chef Curry with the shots put a 47. Taminators with 16. And the Angry Tailors squeezed in 39. While Peanut Butter Kelly Time put up 28. That is your Breakfast Club.
I have a feeling that Angry Tailors and Val's Pals are on a potential collision course for the Breakfast Club title. Our game with the Taminators went very poorly, as you can see. I mean, again, we have Topper as a quarterback, so things are going to go as they're going to go. When you have, your fastest two players are me and Dave Walter. Yeah, no, team speed. Man, I told you, we built a ground game, but it doesn't work as
it's
well.
It's like Howard Ballard and Jerry Kraft.
it's definitely gone very poorly.
Sorry, Dave.
I love it. But no, it's just we just had another game where they're just a team that's better than us, and there's not much we can do about it. It's one of those things with Breakfast Club that there's always going to be that team that somebody drafts a bunch of people who they didn't know their names, like you might know them if you see their face, but it is what it is, and we proceed to just get smoked. And that's fine, because everybody I love, our team could probably beat any other team at the bar, but it doesn't really mean much on the field, unfortunately.
No, it does not.
That's okay. But I don't.
Maybe Topper's lack of inability to not use the goal line package all over the field.
Yeah, use the goal line on the other teams or on our own 20. That's brilliant.
Oh no.
No, yes, Lenny. So none of you play in Breakfast Club, do
no.
you?
No.
When I had to
what
wake up.
This is the
you?
First well, I
it, you drafted blue last year.
I did. I was so upset. You know what?
I know.
I'm rebelling right now because of the blue.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah, because
what's the real reason?
I really threw a fit. I really wanted royal blue, and Topper showed up with turquoise, and it threw my whole game off. It was really. Do you want me to show up with it? I'll show it up. I'll wear it to the next podcast.
I can't wait.
It is turquoise.
Is that all you're wearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it's a date.
Yeah. And the sleeves are cut off, and they're cut off real low, so.
Okay.
You know,
well,
you get the side boob going on too.
Confusing.
That's all I'm wearing.
Okay, we got to talk some more because there's apparently somebody at the door and it really confused Jim, so he had to take off. And this has never happened before.
It's definitely a duck collector.
Really, that's really exciting.
Ghost man.
I
first.
Hope it's great from upstairs or something.
So you
like
think
that.
It's going to be between Val's Pals and Angry Tailors?
I've always thought from the draft that Val's Pals was going to probably win because they have Maddie at quarterback, which is always a big help, and then they have so many tall people.
Who does Angry Tailors have his quarterbacking?
Oh man, that's what I was trying to think of, but you asked it, so I don't know.
Is it Taylor?
No, it's definitely not Taylor.
Is it somebody with the last name Taylor?
No, don't think it is.
Is that a Taylor Pagano?
No, Taylor Pagano is the one that runs the team. Oh, okay. But she was the captain. I'm trying to think of who she got. Did she pick first? No,
is there anybody named Taylor on the team?
Taylor, yes, Taylor Pagano. Yes, we have that. I like these 20 questions, James T. Hearn. That's pretty great.
I decided to quit Breakfast Club and had to wake up earlier for Breakfast Club than I did to go teach.
Jim, well, yeah, I think that's the worst part is like having Breakfast Club at 9 o'clock, and then like if you have an actual game at 2.
Jim says the door is locked and nobody was there, so ghosts are ringing our doorbell.
I did hear the doorbell.
Yeah, that hobbled. Yeah. I know he probably hobbled over here from El Canal to
actually, actually, all the doors that I locked were unlocked, and there's nobody up there. Seriously,
ghosts.
None of you drove a truck here, did you? A Dodge Ram?
I did not try a Dodge Ram.
No.
Well, someone unlocked the door.
We're going to die. This is super cool. All right. Well, Jim, since you're back, why don't you tell us about the 10 o'clock games?
10 o'clock games are brought to you in part by...
Ghosts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thunderdome.
10 o'clock games. Public Enemy 38, Tight Ends in Motion with 37. Mix with 3Xs, put up 59, Morning Wood with 20. Cobblestone scored 20. Bullet Club beat him, though, with 49. Vandalay Industries with 29 points. Hope and Ruin scored 20. And in that D6 10 o'clock game, Collegiate Builders loses. Jabroni scored 44. Collegiate put up 25. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
All right. Let's just cut to the chase. There's a reason that Chris Cole is here and Emily Curry is not. Chris is here to talk about his exciting win. Emily is currently with her team practicing football so they can get slightly better at it.
Stop.
Christopher, you played in the game. Why don't you tell me how it went and just give us the rundown?
Yeah, 38-37.
Well, wait, so if we won and Emily lost, are we talking about the Tommy Hughes Experience Maddie's Angels game?
No, we won that one too.
Oh, okay.
But we're only focused on the 10 o'clock.
You were 2-0,
game.
Huh?
It's a true story.
There's a little lead
it
up.
It happens
here.
Every now and again.
There was a little lead up here because our mutual friend Thomas Hughes. The one that doesn't win awards. He usually gets his mouth going sometimes when he drinks. It's the craziest thing. And I know that that pissed off a lot of guys from Tight Ends in Motion. And that got a little bit of a rivalry going of the whole, we're going to come to D1 and beat you guys because you guys suck because you're all old and Baccio's broken or whatever.
That's very true. That Baccio's broken.
Didn't something happen where, didn't you get into it too at some point with somebody?
I did. So we played them in the last wine tournament.
Okay.
And they beat us and, you know, no big deal. We're there with a skeleton crew, and they beat us, and they kind of, you know, a little chest puff out. And
was that the one in August?
No, the other wine tournament.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying they didn't even have like anybody there.
Who's that? Us?
Your team, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what a skeleton crew means.
Well, sure, I know, but that's just like, that's not even...
Right. We had some of us, but not all
it's
of us.
It's nothing to brag about.
Sherry's like, okay. Missing the incredible point that you
Sorry,
made.
Sorry, guys.
That's fine. No, I'm glad we explained it for our listeners at home.
Screwing my brain.
So we go through and, you know, yeah, all good dudes, right? I don't know them that well at that point, but all good dudes. Nothing major, but you got kind of that puff out chest, and maybe you guys aren't that good, and maybe I'm over the hill, and you kind of have to hear that stuff. And so I had to hear that stuff for a whole year, like all the way through last
session.
People
have been saying you're over the hill for like, what, 6 years?
Well, I am like 75, so they're about right.
Continues. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Wow, good for you.
You look younger.
You wear it well.
You're a solid 37.
Well, tell everybody that.
As long as my pants are on, I wear it well.
You, on the other hand.
Alrighty, so get to the
fun. A lot of ish talking, a lot of stuff, and even, you know, kind of leading up to it, getting a bar, and Amy's talking trash. I don't even know who you are. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'm the guy with my pants down, but on the field, you know, I'm the guy that runs my mouth, and, you know, just kind of... No appreciation for anything we've done or who we are. And
right. No respect.
No respect. So whatever. You know, we're the old guys. Get off my lawn. And so a lot of ish talking, a little bit back and forth. I found out that morning that Tommy and Kleckler had a bet.
You didn't know about that part?
No, I had no idea until that morning when I got there. So, you know, we got off. Good first start. You know, good first half. No big deal. And then they pulled away on us. They were up 12 with about 5.5 left.
Okay.
And I'm going, uh-oh, well, we're going to be buying some drinks and whatnot. And we went down, scored quick, and they came down on 6 down. I said very loudly, I said, if we stop them, we're going to go down and win the game. And we stopped them with 22 seconds left, and we went down on last play of the game, scored to tie it, and hit the extra point to win. And
who'd you hit in the end zone?
Pauly J for 6 and Radke for the point to win.
Pauly J.
Yeah. And at that point, I may have combined... my inner Kirk Cousins with Pete Weber III.
You like that?
You like that? And who do you think you are? I am. And I may have gone a bit nuclear on the middle of the field.
A bit, definitely.
Yeah. So, you know.
I was definitely watching the last drive with Gordon's brother Mike. And earlier in the day he had asked me, he's like, Cole plays quarterback? Because he has no idea about anything. And he was like, is he even good? And like... we just looked at him like, yeah, he's pretty good. And he was like, oh, well, I'd like to watch him play sometimes. I didn't even know. And so, needless to say, we saw the last drive. you go down, you know, three quick passes and a touchdown in 22 seconds. Everybody's rushing. It was perfect. You score. He goes, I need to watch this conversion. Don't go anywhere. I'm like, all right, we watch. Obviously, I wasn't going to leave anyway. You get the conversion, and like all he can say, he goes, wow, Cole is really good. I should have shut up earlier. So that was exciting.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
Big win of you guys. Yeah. I mean, you kind of broke their spirit in their first game, which apparently took place in week five of the season.
Yeah. I don't know how you draw four byes in a row, but apparently that's cool in this establishment.
It is what it is. Again, I said this last week, and the T in TSL stands for topper, so anything is possible.
True.
As for the other games that took on at 10 a.m., Bullet Club, we played Cobblestone. It wasn't much of a game, unfortunately. I'm not trying to talk shit, but...
How dare you?
What?
Pummel. The icon, the
now,
hashtag.
I already
icon.
Said, for the record, they're
did you
already.
At least buy him a good bottle
this
of
is
shampoo.
This is the first week that Daryl showed up on time and they had more than one girl. So the way I see it is that they're steadily improving. But it was just a thing where they had a lot of bad passes and we ended up picking them off. And it just, we kind of walked to the win. And that's fine. It is what it is.
Well, yeah, nothing like having a D1 team in D3 to beat up on people.
Speaking of that, Mix with Tammy and Nick go in D3 to take on Morningwood. And they ended up winning 59-20. So. I guess it's just like the running theme for D3. And then let's see here. Vandalay with Team Topper Part 2 takes on Hope and Ruin, wins by 9. And shout out to the Jabronis, who I found out listened to the podcast.
The Jabronis!
They're really cool. They're cool bar people. New people are always the best. And they went out and took on Collegiate Builders and kind of wiped the floor with them. So shout out to them for doing their best.
Who plays for Vandalay Industries?
That's the team. So Topper quarterbacks. Yeah. And then he has, I believe, the Eastern Block are part of it. They have... Shinta's on that team. A couple guys like that. Remember the old Milton boys?
Yeah.
It's close to that. There's a few different faces, but for the most part, it's kind of like they got a few different girls. And then other than that, like we said last week, that one girl, Melissa, played for us for Tommy Hughes. She was really good.
Yeah, she was.
So that's what they got going on there, and they're just having fun with it.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm excited about D5.
Yeah,
it's like playing with Tommy Hughes. And looking at the teams that we're going to play against.
You better watch yourself.
It's better. Exactly.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
She might take your cane, Cole.
It's riggedy riggedy.
It's a little better than when we were in D6 where we were kind of mopping them up. But this one,
she can put her hands on my cane anytime she wants.
Oh, watch yourself. You can careful what you wish for.
It's not a cane. It's like a small peppermint.
Pixie stick?
It's like a toothpick.
There's no stick involved.
It's like an orange on a toothpick.
And the 11 o'clock games, Jimmy.
Thanks for the long lead heads up on that.
Well, I was waiting for you to get on the phone.
We're still in week five.
Jimmy's still chasing ghosts. He's
not going to aim
it. Yep.
11 o'clock games. New Gods with 45 points. They beat Pound XTC 29. Sintas loses 27 on the board. One top too many with 42. Indecent Exposure with 22. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers puts up 24. Buffalo Solar Solutions 33 points. Brew Crew Goose League. And our last game at the 11 o'clock hour. No Hunt Intended with 41 points. Shredder with 32. Those are your 11 o'clock games.
All right, so first of all, we'll just hit the New Gods taking on XTC. Now, I know that XTC got Doobie to start being the quarterback, but unfortunately, he wasn't there this week, and it was our award-winning Tommy Hughes. I know I turned to Tommy one time, I was like, Tommy, how's it going? He goes, we're getting killed. It doesn't matter. So it was that kind of game for XTC, which, you know, when they don't have a quarterback, it's usually that kind of game for them. But
actually, usually doesn't matter. That's always usually the way it goes for XTC.
You don't think they have a better shot to win with Doobie?
No, I just think the hashtag is usually hashtag O for the season, and so that's how it goes.
Oh, so rough.
Ouch.
I love it.
I love those guys. I've been playing
against
Stigmeier and XTC for, I mean, out of the 16 years I've been in the league, 14 years. Like, we go way back to our old school D4 pink division days.
No kidding.
So, I love busting their chops.
No, they're awesome guys. Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
That's the best part about them, is that they're just like the coolest bunch of people.
Yep. Walked in a bar, Joe Russell, Stigs. They're all just chilling out, and
they're always there, and they're always ready to like give you a hug and hang out.
You don't know if they won, they lost. They're just there enjoying themselves.
They kind of get the league the best. Go play the best you can, and just go hang out, and don't get too hung up on whatever the result is.
Yep, I agree.
Other games, Buffalo Solar Solutions, I found out last week, is actually our old... Are you done punching the microphone, Christopher? Thank you. So, Buffalo Solar Solutions, I apologize, last week...
Did you just snort?
Well, then...
What was that? See, he looked at
oink,
me
oink, my
totally
good man.
DJ Jimmy. He does it to me every single podcast.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he does it to you.
You snort and you have a stomach? the hell is going on?
There are old friends at AARP. They're getting the big shout out on Brew Crew. And then we had some other D4 games. Uncle Rico's and Edition Exposure came down to a 2-point game. And they're both really good teams, and I think that they're both very good contenders for the title. Edition Exposure's been playing very well this season, and I think Uncle Rico's been playing well as well. So that was a good game. No punt intended. Took on the Shredders. I don't know who the Shredders have this year.
Are they new?
Who's that?
Shredders?
No, the Shredders are the team that I forgot who they have. They have Sam, and like I think Parker plays for them. And
oh, okay.
It's like Cobblestone Light, and I think they broke away. Why So Serious?
Rachel and Parker play for them?
Why So Serious? I think it's a few different people
it's like
now.
It's like three teams in one.
Does that count as two people?
Who's that?
Rachel and Parker?
No, you only get one, but you might get one or the other. But
you got to flip a coin.
Hi, Rachel, I love you.
You get it one time.
Come fight.
I was just wondering.
And then
I was confused.
So then Topper.
I know that you need two girls on the field at all times.
Allegedly.
I was thrown off.
So Team Topper came along, and they took on Joey Batts' work team, and they were severely shorthanded. It's so shorthanded that they thought the best thing they should do is ask me to play for them. So we only had four guys and two girls, and we're going against Joey Batts, and he took a quick 21-0 lead in the beginning of the right up to the halftime. And we couldn't figure out what was wrong with the team. We just weren't clicking. And then we realized it's because none of us had drank yet. So we actually sent...
usually what happens.
We sent Val to go get us two buckets, and she did right at halftime. And it was like Popeye eating spinach. We just started chugging the beers. And
you're a vagina.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah.
So all of a sudden we started popping beers, and we went out there, and we just like loosened up a little bit. And we picked off Joey Batts a couple times, and Topper started throwing like a quarterback. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
And we came in, we just dominated the second half. I think... I'm pretty sure we scored all of our points in the second half, actually. And... that guy Aaron, who plays for Topper, I think he's one of the more one of the unsung, underrated males. I couldn't do it. There's too many U words.
What?
Way too many U words.
Good volleyball player too.
Is he?
Yeah, real good volleyball player.
He's a great dude. He came in. He made some really nice plays, and we had a great time. And that's what I like to see out of that. you guys are making this show great. First the ghost, and now Happy Sherry.
Sorry.
No, Cole, Chris Cole's bad.
Cole had to go answer the door, too, with nobody there.
Cole has a super tiny bladder.
But a lot of good games there. I think we saw two D4 games that are going to end up... I think those teams will both... I think Uncle Rico, Indecent Exposure, no pun intended. And I think even the Shredders, they're all going to meet in the playoffs. And there's going to be some good games going there. I think the D4 title is really going to be up for grabs.
Yeah, that should be a fun one.
So I watched those D4 teams.
Oh, did you?
And I thought moving up from 6 to 5, I was like, okay, it was going to be a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, actually, it's not that bad. Like,
right.
Tommy Hughes will be okay. I watched the D4 games. If the Tommy Hughes experience makes it through D5 and goes up to D4, we are going to get throttled.
Yeah, that's where it is. Like, that's we're pretty much in our line of most fun we can have while still being competitive and win most.
Yeah.
You know, that's where
not with all the blazing speed we have.
Because we go up there, we are going to get stomped.
Yeah, there's definitely some good teams up there, and there's a couple teams that are always like they're the perennial teams that are missing like that one guy or that one girl that if they ever get them, they're going to be really good in D4 and probably take the title and be able to move up to D3.
Absolutely.
So. Good job was had by everybody. Listen, I'm trying to move this along because Lenny yelled
Remix.
That I went 18 minutes too long last time.
Rizzuto's not a name. Rizzuto's not a word. He's a baseball player.
Whoa, water boy.
Noon o'clock.
And for our 12 o'clock games, we do have a special lead-in right here.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is this why people take knees now?
Yes. I think that's actually why.
With your 12 o'clock games, the Marketing Mayors put up 22 points, Racks and Sacks. Take the L right there with 20 on the board. Griff Indoor, 38 points, NWO with 20. The D5 game at 12 noon. Winners wins with 41 on the board. Passless Chaps with 30. All we do is Quinn, 38. Come from behind, 24. Nice TDs, D6. They scored 32 points. Tight. Ends zones. Scores 24. FYI for everybody out there, I just made myself available on LinkedIn. Feel free to hire me. I am looking for a new job.
I love it.
So no, I'm not kidding.
I think it's weird that...
I'm not joking.
You heard it here first. So I think it's weird still to hear Jim actually say that Witters won a game, but let's not be confused that this Witters is the D5 game with Zach and all of his...
So I know all these guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you know all of them, so tell me about them.
As do I.
So they're a new team, obviously. Bunch of these guys are softball players, play a basketball league with them on Thursday nights, grinders. Good dudes. Obviously, no idea what they're doing. So, to be perfectly honest, I cannot believe they won a game. But, I mean...
You're a really good friend.
Who's their quarterback now?
So, it was Mike Sparks of Brockport fame.
Oh.
No shit.
Yeah.
And then he benched himself in a heroic move. And now they've got... I forget his name, but they got a guy that played in D2 previously that's throwing for them. That I guess obviously did a whole hell of a lot better because they scored 41 points. With Sparky, they might not have scored 41 points for the season. So, but good guys, don't know the game. They're kind of getting through and figuring things out.
Now, don't you guys also know all the people that join come from behind, too? Because
yes.
I know time is talking to them. So why don't you give
forever.
Me a little... So who's playing for them? I know they lost 38-24 to Quinn this time around.
I don't know how they lost a game in D5.
Really?
So come from behind is now easily the longest... tenured team in the league.
Really?
Okay. Stachura, Coleman, Leslie, Molly, they've all been playing since before Hearn and I joined. Craig Gerhard, Fitzy, Derek Stokloso, welcome back to the league. Derek serving his country. And
nice.
He played with Topper Sports Synergy.
Oh,
he was Synergy. Played
and
for
after
Synergy.
That was with Ford.
With Ford,
he
yep.
The replacement.
Cole, taking a look at the stats here on Come From Behind, on the scores against, the points against down in D5, nobody can touch them.
No.
That defense has only given up 58 on the season. That's what, Joe, over 5 weeks or four? How many weeks?
Officially, it's only three
week
games.
Five.
But we're just going to say week five because, well... Hey, stop giving Topper crap. He tried to get an extra week in, and the weather didn't cooperate, and that's not his fault. He did his best, damn it.
I mean, I'm not surprised that they're not giving up points. They've got people that know all the ins and outs of the games. They've got talent. Their girls are fantastic, so it does not surprise me.
I mean, you figure
that.
They gave up 58, and 38 of them came in this game. So.
Yeah. So.
I mean, Maddie's Angels has given they're putting 106 on the board for the session. Come From Behind's at 93.
We'll get to them in a minute. But yeah.
But that's a girls' team, and it's a good girls' team, and so they're going to get eight every time, and so they should be scoring that much.
Definitely. And then the D1 game, did you see any of Marketing Mater's take on Rack and Sacks?
I did. Sadly enough, the parts I saw, both quarterbacks were struggling pretty bad, missing some receivers. Defense was pretty decent. Passes getting knocked down.
So do you think it's because the quarterbacks were playing poorly or because the defense was playing good?
Probably a little bit of both.
I was going to say, I hate to kind of use a solid answer, but it was definitely both. Marketing Mayers is definitely struggling without Dalecki.
Struggling.
That's straight thuggin'.
Struggin' and straight thuggin'.
James T. Hearn, everybody.
You made fun of my struggling like you thought it wasn't a thing, but James T. knew where I was going with it.
Struggin', straight thuggin'.
Marketing Mayers is...
Insert snort here.
It's not the same when you force it.
Struggling. I had some snot in my throat when I did that.
Christopher's talking about the game.
That's not the only thing that's going on.
Struggling without Dalecki. Continue.
Yeah. That's our other horse. I mean, Andy Smith is an out-of-this-world talent.
Right.
When you throw another Dalecki on there, I mean... They're impossible.
They
Corey Turner's doing his thing, but they're getting used to life without Dalecki, and they'll be all right. I mean, they're the reigning champs, so they'll figure it out.
And we had some D6 action with nice TDs beating tight end zones by 8. I don't know anything about either of those teams, which is unfortunate, and that's why they should come to me at the bar and say hello, and I'll get to know them, and I'll be able to give them a shout-out like I gave the Jabronis a shout-out.
Jabronis.
For the record, Joe K will be the guy wearing the Adidas pants, the red polo,
that's Lenny.
And the
visor. That's Lenny.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're little Lenny. My fault.
Lenny Jr.
You know, I forgot because of the traffic, but I was going to wear the red visor
today. It's
from
Mirror Light. So, no, it's good.
So, and then, now that we got the other games out of the way, so for those of you who don't know, there was a bet made between both Battaglias. Joey and Anthony came on, and they said... You know, the winner, you know, will obviously be the best in the family, even though most people were pulling for Anthony.
Is that like being the tallest midget?
In that family, yeah.
Like, congratulations.
Like, have you met Joey? Joey is the tallest midget. But So anyway, they put a bet, and the loser of this game would have to dress as a very terrible wrestler, Curt Hawkins, who has never won a match, and in the middle of the field at high noon, will have to serenade Emily with the boy band song of her choice, I believe. So I'm pretty sure that now that Joey has won and Anthony must sing, I think we have to wait for Lenny's return for this, because I don't think we can do this without him. But
we definitely cannot do that
Lenny,
without him. He has
Joe,
to be there.
I kind of think you're in charge of the whole thing now.
No, it's still Topper. But
light a candle, pay homage. I don't think Lenny's coming back anytime soon, brother.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I talked to Leonard earlier today, and his return is more imminent than one might think.
That's Mr.
Oh,
Leonard
yeah.
to you.
No, I call him Dad. But jokes aside, though, so Joey gets or Anthony gets to sing to Emily in the middle. We're going to stop the games, and Lenny just wants to have this happen, and it might be the most hilarious thing in the world. As long as he goes along with it. If he gets all kind of like, man, then
it'll
be funny.
And bailing out, and yeah. You gotta just commit.
We'll figure it out, though.
And so, for the record, the worst wrestler of all time would be one Barry Horowitz.
No, he slept his
little
back all time.
I know. But
everybody remembers him.
He was 0 for a lifetime.
No, he won a match.
It's kind of like me at Happy Hour trying to get laid. Oh, for a lifetime.
Nah, you got that one time, and then you got a kid.
Yeah, but that guy doesn't count.
You win.
Sad, but true.
You win.
Was that a pin drop?
Yeah, it might have been. It might have been, actually. So that takes on our noon games, and that brings us to the 13 o'clock games. So, Jimmy, take it away.
And with the 13 o'clock games...
You better drop a beat right here.
Once again, a very special intro.
Beep, a beep, a beep.
Will you marry me?
Oh. I was put on the spot.
13 o'clock games. Eyes downtown with 41. Angry Buffalo with 13. The Replacements put up 43. DMX with 24. Maddie's Angels loses 34 points on the board. Tommy Hughes with 39. The McKenzie Agency, 47. Dark Knights with 31. And Home Tech of 7 on the board. Dilly Dilly!
Dilly Dilly!
Dilly Dilly!
Dilly Dilly,
dilly, dilly.
Dilly, dilly scores 20. Hearn, please freestyle.
You broke her. I've never seen anybody keep her silent until right now.
You don't listen. You don't
I've
want
been
that.
To the motherfucking mountaintop.
That's brutal honesty.
Hearn, drop scene. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hearn looked like the guy who just farted in
Sherry Katie Keller wrap off. Let's go. So... D1, Eyes Downtown, kind of dismantled Angry Buffalo. I didn't see much of the game. I don't know if you... Do you watch all the D1 games just to, like, scout?
I watch all games except for Eyes Downtown.
Really? That just yeah. because...
Ooh. Why, you don't want to check out Bobby's bandana?
It's very, very good.
I am very jealous of his bandana.
Or Beth.
You could get a bandana. In fact, when you play them, you should wear a bandana.
I should.
Why not?
I should. I could.
You absolutely should. That'd be spectacular.
No, I'm not a big fan of... besides Mr. Farr and JoJo...
Chadwick?
I steer clear. Yep, no thanks.
No thanks.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Never has been.
It's really unfortunate because
I
a lot
touch
of people
you with
have
someone
the
else's
same,
vagina.
Like the same ideals. And
when you I say a lot, Chadwick. You mean everybody?
Yeah, just about. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with them because they came on the show. A couple of them, like Beth and Bobby, were both on past shows, and they were really nice and they were good people. But obviously, I'm not playing against them ever on the field. But I know people who can be assholes on the field, and some of them are very good friends of mine. Hey, Gordon, we miss you. So,
did you send him that message in Caveman?
Yeah, he understood it. As long as there's no numbers, he's fine.
Wall scribblings.
So, let's get to the game that James T. Hearn was a big part of, and that
James
Christopher Cole here almost got into a fight with a referee. Jimmy, why don't you tell us about the Tommy Hughes game against Maddie's Angels?
I wasn't there.
Oh, well, we have two Jims now.
Oh.
But nobody calls him Jimmy.
I don't think I've ever been referred to
him.
Oh,
my God. All right, fine. Cut.
Are you trying to
James T. Hearn, would you please
Much
tell
better.
Me about the game
right.
that
Address
you were a part
me as
of?
Royalty.
Sir James T. Hearn.
That'd be like me calling Joe K. Joey. Like, you just don't do it.
Or Joseph.
Are you Joey from the creek?
No.
You banging Pacey? Like, what the hell are you doing?
Are you bros? Are you bros?
Charlie Conway. Never mind. Stop it. Focus.
You've been in my phone as Joe K. all the way for...
Right?
As long
Why
as
am I Joe K all the way?
I don't know. You're Joe K all the way. Someone said Joe K all the way, and it just stuck. And you've
have
been
you
in
ever,
my phone as that. Forever.
Have you ever called him anything else but Joe K?
No,
like, no.
Calling
other...
you like Joseph or Joey or something just yeah. is weird.
Or unless you're Heather and you call him Donkey.
I look at your beautiful
hey,
face.
Hey, hey,
you're
hey,
in
hey,
mine
hey.
Is Special K.
This is why am I Special
well,
K?
How many cereals could I possibly have in my address book? So I should feel privileged.
Is he strawberries or the chocolate delight?
He's definitely the chocolate almond.
I'm not chocolate almond. Stop it.
Is your mind telling you no?
My body is telling me yes.
So I guess the hot topic of this game would be indeed Josie's questionable flag on Chris Cole's sarcasm.
Well, you'll have to be more specific.
Which flag?
Well, we're going to start. We're going to go in chronological order.
There were so many flags thrown on Saturday.
Rumor has it that the Danny's Angels team.
That's what happens when Leonard leaves.
Told them that they could show pictures of beer if they made it worthwhile on the field. So I guess the question would be, did Josie indeed take that offer? Or was he just, he really, maybe he wanted to make an impression. Maybe he wants to be the best ref in all of football.
Well, for the record, Justin Marshall
Garbaz. Is that an award?
He has something to say about
that. Wins that award every year.
Touche.
Now, I feel bad for Jay-Z to a point because I know everybody gives him shit, and a lot of times it's rightfully so.
And you've seen
like, when I asked him, I came to him after the second flag that we'll talk about in a minute. I just go, Joe, what are you doing here? Like, you know that everybody here is like friends. Like, you don't need to be... It's not for real, you know?
We don't need you here to police us. We're policing ourselves.
Yeah, and he's like, well, you know, like... If I let it go in this game, then I have to let it go in other games, and I really want to be as, you know, straight out consistent as I could be. And it's like, Joe, let it go, man. Like, it's cool. Like, this is like the funnest, like the most fun game of the day is going to be these two teams taking on, and you're just making it like, not that it was bad. It was super fun. We still had a great time, obviously, but that just makes it like everybody on both teams look at you like, please stop.
Yeah.
Like, if both teams are like, just let it go.
Let it go.
So if you're listening, Joe, just let it go.
Let it go.
Back to
Delilah.
Did you?
Don't hold him back anymore.
Give us some love advice, Joe.
No, Hearn. I want you to give me the game recap now.
I'm going to have to give it. I got to give a shout out to Matty Ice.
Yeah?
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice had a stand up moment where he actually deferred the flag because he thought it was ridiculous.
After I threw the ball off at Jay-Z.
Yeah, he declined the penalty, which
he
I
declined
was
the cool. penalty, and you know what? And he stuck by it, and I got to give him props. Maddie, don't get used to it. That's probably the
that
only
was,
time
that was
give
actually
props
the
podcast.
That was actually the third crappy flag. The first one was before the game even started, and I don't know what you said to Jay-Z, but you made like a dumb joke, and he tried to give us a 5-yard penalty right off the bat.
I was thrusting at him in my mandex.
Yeah, which you do That's every all. Week. Everybody's Correct. Well aware that your tiny little nub's going to be in some spandex,
Correct.
And people are going to have to see it. It looks
Full
like
body
a
spandex.
It looks like a penny. Who cares?
It's okay. So,
I know you. Of course, it is. It's
it was
okay.
a psychological ploy to have so, a mental advantage in the game, which
exactly.
apparently works. So it drew three flags.
They started. Apparently, we started with a penalty, but like I said, I didn't know that. So when I went to snap the ball, I just moved it to where it was supposed to be, and we just started where yep. we should have, which was fine.
And I then, love how two of his three penalties thrown
yeah,
got negated.
Yeah, well, two of mine got. I didn't know that was a. I almost feel bad like doing that, but at the same time, I don't because it's funny. And then the second penalty was even more ridiculous. Where, well, you know, you were a big part of it, so why don't you tell me about it?
So Emily played for Public Enemy last year.
Mm-hmm.
Great relationship, like. A lot of fun, shoot the breeze, you know, no big deal. And so I caught a touchdown on her, right? We played yep. early in the day. Everything's fun. Ha-ha. So all kidding aside, like, fake spike the ball at her feet, just toss it at her, giving her a hard time, laugh about it. Nothing
Typical
hostile.
Screw around things that we
right.
always do.
Absolutely. Close still on, so I thought that was a bonus. And so apparently she didn't take too kindly to it. And so what I found out afterwards is the reason that the flag was thrown is because she was grumpy about what I did, and she complained.
She wasn't grumpy. That's just her
well,
face.
Well, I have a question. Did you ask Emily?
No, she'd be the first person to tell you that.
Yeah, but did you ask her?
About it afterwards?
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, two sides
of the
story.
I'm just telling you what I was told.
Which, totally agree with you, but maybe if you asked her, like, maybe. Things would be different. Maybe Jay-Z just has it out for you.
Maybe he does, but she's you know? On the show every week. I mean, I'm
well,
sure Joe
the only reason I'm defending
her.
Emily is because Lenny would be really mad at me,
don't
so I'm kind of doing it on
wait,
purpose.
Don't confuse me with that great rapper. It's Josie, not Jay-Z.
Well, so...
oh, yeah, sorry.
So,
terrible
Jay-Z
terrible
started
Mac.
It. Very next play, there's a jump ball. Emily goes up for it. I don't. She's coming down. She's coming down awkward. I catch her.
Right.
And I go... Like, if I had it out for her, if I were trying to be a dick, do you think I would have caught her coming down to make sure she didn't get hurt herself? No. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Man.
So, he got grumpy.
It's just one of those things where...
Maybe Jay-Z has a crush on Emily.
Maybe Jay-Z has a crush on Cole.
Or that.
Maybe. Is this like the third grade where you pick on the person you love the most?
That I mean, could
that's,
be it.
That's
could
what
be.
I still
Maybe
do.
Maybe he's trying to earn be. His paycheck.
But... I love it.
Insert eye roll.
But I mean... Not for nothing, like, referees, like, I know that you want to be consistent, I get all of that, and our referees do a great job, like, it's
sure.
been better than it has been in years past, but there are just some games where it's like...
Let it go.
Let that stuff go.
Yep.
And nobody will care, you know, it won't be a big deal.
Know so. Who the people are that are involved, understand the situation,
Exactly. So other games, replacements, like we said, took out DMX. DMX did want to go down back down to D3, but they were forced back up into D2. I'll just assume the replacements threw the ball to Burmore. McKenzie Agency, they added the third Bernal, and, well, look at that.
The
they
mom?
Won. No. No, that's the fourth one.
Got
so
it.
There's more than three?
They ended up beating the Lenny... Yeah, no.
Is it like the Partridge Family or something?
Kind of, but not really. No, there's only three. So Diana made her triumphant appearance at the league finally.
There's a story.
And she was accompanied by Vote Diana for Best Bernal koozies, and Elmo actually passed out M&Ms that said Vote Diana for Best Bernal all over the field. I don't know if you saw those, but
I did not.
That's a exactly. bold strategy, Cotton.
There's
Hope
a whole bunch
off.
Of M&Ms, so there will be a Best Bernal award eventually.
This guy
and
Diana.
Either.
This guy's definitely in charge of the league now.
No,
we know
absolutely.
This.
No, I'm not. All things that
it's a coup.
If you make things to, if you it's actually create things and order things that are created to mess with the Bernals or their close knit friends and family, Topper's a part of that.
Lenny's not here because Joe K made him walk the plank.
What
it was a mutiny?
Oh my God!
Is there a conspiracy?
I don't
want to
do. I do not
want to
do this without Lenny, so I don't want to hear about it.
This is what's going on behind scenes. Why do you think Leonard's
actually,
not here?
According to an earlier reference, his name is Leonard.
Leonard, excuse me.
Correct, Leonard.
Then all of a sudden, Joe K's running the show. What a coincidence.
Is it called
no, Lenny
the JKSL?
Is Lenny.
I'm sorry. Little
he's Lenny.
Little Lenny.
He's Lenny. My
so
dog.
We know Joe K is behind something because he referred to him as Leonard.
Well, my true. Dog is Leonard. That's how we separate the two.
Oh, that's how
your,
we do it.
Did your dog go to Yale?
Did you just call Leonard? Did you just call Lenny a bitch?
No, Lenny's Lenny. Leonard is
Leonard.
Leonard
Worthington the third.
Leonard, so you could call Lenny a bitch? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Is this like a power trip?
No, he's not a bitch. He's a boy. He's a boy.
Does your dog have a cane?
He might.
You beat up on homeless people.
He does now.
You take the cane
here.
Away from a
vet. Is your dog here?
No, he's
I think
not.
You would have known.
Usually he is. Usually he's in the truck, but today he's not.
Is that real?
That's good.
You keep your dog in the truck when you're
for like
here?
Hours with
the windows
out.
Every time
closed.
I come here, I keep the dog here. He's
degrees.
In the truck.
You should bring him in.
Well,
that's good.
He's gonna take out all the microphones and the computer and the and Jimmy's.
Well, I mean, maybe you should train
DJ
him properly.
Here.
Dear
yeah,
PETA.
Listen, that dog. You know, he came from hell, so
maybe that dog's
no,
ringing the doorbell running away.
Got a big heart, but he's hopeless.
Can we send a note to PETA, Sherry?
Does anyone
whatever
remember
your last name is
when like we called Tim Dove and told Tim Dove that my dog? Was
everybody that was here remembered that.
That was the greatest night.
Because then I remember you sexily calling Baccio.
And he was on his couch watching
and
basketball.
And he was on his way over. Christopher Cole, I don't think, knows that story.
How does one sexually call somebody?
Speaking of Botch, he hasn't been part of the podcast in a long time. We haven't talked to him. He hasn't been a major subject.
Because he hasn't been a part of the league. He's just been broken.
Okay, but anyways.
The bird's got a broken wing.
My friend Jamie, I introduced Jamie to the league. She's my best friend. She's new. She's athletic. She plays in D5. Yeah, she plays on UFO. So she's kind of like learning the game and whatever. And I brought Jamie and I was kind of introducing her to everybody at the bar. And it kind of was like the same conversation. Every time I'd introduce her, someone would be like, have you met Mike Baggio? And she's like, yeah.
I'm 97% sure that is not what I said to her.
And she's like, what is going on here? And then after a while, like people would be like, you know Botch, stay away from Botch. And poor Botch comes up and it was just like the most innocent person ever. Like, what is wrong with me, you know?
He gets a bad rep, but at the same time, he's earned his rep, so like...
Yeah, but it's Botch. I love him.
Guy in the back row with your hand up.
Jimmy, you look like you have something to say.
Mr. Cole, you had asked, what is it like to sexily call somebody? Is that correct?
I did, yeah. I have no idea what sexy call is.
With that being said, at this moment, Mr. K, shall we call Lenny now?
No, I don't want to call
Sherry
Lenny.
Could do a
I
sexily
don't
call.
Lenny. Because A, Lenny will yell at her for talking sexy.
Sherry, and you will do phone a friend.
This is my show. I got rid of Lenny. Let's just do it my way.
He will know.
Why are you yelling?
Because it was for comedic
and the
effect
truth
to make Chris
shall set you free.
I love Cole Space.
But you know what
that's
it
all
is? As soon as we call Lenny and my voice hits the microphone, he's gonna know immediately it's me. So
and
it's like
Cole
nearly
I,
impossible to do.
If we have Sherry call Lenny, can we do this love connection style? Can she introduce herself as
can
a second
we do
suitor
it? We will do
sutras?
It. All right. Give me 10 seconds. Let's finish these games, and then we'll do that.
And I have to pee, so that's,
that makes two of us.
Yeah. Well, don't go anywhere.
You hold mine, I'll hold yours.
All right, 2 o'clock games.
Well, okay.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Games. Wow. Sherry called it. Sorry, other teams.
I what if Emily?
What
I what
say?
If Emily? I what if Emily?
Sedulie and Emily.
Don't choke on your
Joseph. Is this 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock games?
It is 2 o'clock, sir.
2 o'clock games. Hootie and the Brofish with 31, the Purge with 18, Sticky Bandits put up 39, Slither in the end zone 0, Third and Schlong, one of my favorite teams, scored 34, Full Throttle put up 8, stunning, I'm sorry, cunning stunts put up 35. The Bams with 14. And practice squad with 40. Salino Suarez with 19.
He blindfolded. Now, yeah, he opened his seat very well, Kyle.
I know that to some people in this league, Katie Keller does not look like a good football player, but
who's
she
Katie
is.
Katie Keller?
Katie Keller is one of the multiple Kellers that play on third and schlong. And she actually plays on my Breakfast Club team, but she's really good at football, and some people think that she doesn't look like a good player. Anyway, third and schlong came out. They dismantled Full Throttle.
Dismantled?
Dismantled, I guess.
Dismopped? Mollywopped?
Yeah, maybe. Sure. That's crazy.
I think the next podcast we need a Webster's Dictionary.
Okay. Thank you, James T. Hearn. Anyway.
You're welcome, buddy.
So Full Throttle lost. It's cool. Hootie and the Brofish went out and beat up on the Purge. Share Bear.
Oh,
why do you guys suck in D2
God.
Too?
Team bulimia.
You know, same shit so as what? Every single goddamn week. What? We can't have players to show up, but this week we actually had, I don't know, 80% of our players show up. We are definitely hurting with Meg being hurt. She has
hurting
a
with hurts.
Hurting yes. with hurts, yeah. She has a broken ankle
hurting
or a fractured ankle. But we actually had Smalls fill in for Meg, and she just did not play the game that I know that she could play. Like she couldn't catch anything, and she knew it. I mean, I felt bad for her because she literally couldn't catch anything.
Was that a result of her playing with a team she's not familiar with?
It could have been that. It could have been. I know she was super hungover. She was just having a rough start to the game. She had a rough finish. She did catch a bomb though that Taylor threw her. That was probably the only one that she did catch. I mean, I struggled in the first half. I definitely picked up in the second half, but we didn't have everybody. Russ got hurt after the first half was over, so it was just a struggle. I mean, we tried. We were up a little bit in the beginning and then down. But I think if we had our whole team there, this sounds repetitive every single week, but if we did have our whole team there, I think we would have been okay.
Aren't you getting sick of this?
Yeah, totally. I am done after this session with this team. And okay. I think this, you know, I talked to Taylor about it and
fake
stuff.
News.
That's not like
there.
An official announcement, right? Like other, the team
it's
already kind of knows that.
I mean, I've said it before. I've said it before every single session. Like, I'm done. I'm going to find a new team. But, like, this session, I definitely mean it because it gets exhausting trying to find people every week. So I think Taylor's had enough, too. So Taylor and I talked about just getting through this session, just finishing out, and then figuring it out.
If they write you a really long email about why you're nobody likes to the quitter. Team, do you think you'll stick around?
No. I'm remember that?
That's the joke.
That's the greatest thing ever. No, I'm done. I'm done. So I am officially a free agent after the spring session. So those of you listening, if you need a girl, let me know.
So wait, what do you want to play then as a free agent? You want to go up to D1? You want to stick around D2?
It depends. If I go to D1, it's got to be like a fun team. I don't want to play D1 and you know, be arguing with everybody all the time.
Then don't even go to D1.
Because every time I've been in D1, it's just been like a miserable experience.
D6.
But if I do go to D2, I think it'd be fun no matter where I go. And I don't think Topper will let me go anywhere above
D2.
No,
I don't think you can go anywhere.
Which would be nice because I would like
for
to play...
Our team.
Yeah, so there's a couple teams I would like to play for in D3 and 4, but I don't think I'm allowed
in
to.
In the off season, then, we could probably have like a Sherry's a free, like the Sherry free agent like show and like see who you sign with. And
yeah,
who makes
yeah.
The, we can have teams come on and make the best pitch for why you should play with them.
Yeah,
like
it depends
a fantasy
on the signing
football,
bonus.
Yeah. Free auction,
I need a signing bonus.
Oh, they should. Yes. Yeah, so
DJ Jimmy, you got your hand raised. What's going on?
Yes, I do. Would you consider going to D6 as a quarterback?
Oh, no. That'd be kind of fun.
Well played, sir.
I actually think that'd be super fun.
Can you throw?
I could definitely throw.
But like well?
Yeah, I could throw. I mean, I played softball forever, so it's nothing new. I mean, throwing a football really isn't that bad. The only thing is like the whole mental process of like who's open and what's going on. That would be like a
you'd
lot
probably
to
have
learn.
To show up every week, you know.
You,
that, right?
you
yeah,
could,
totally.
You could totally underhand that football too. You
I don't want to underhand it. I want to throw it overhand.
Okay.
I'm going for long balls.
There it is.
She'd be like,
I bet you
she'd
are.
Be like, Kate Beach from dodgeball. Hold the phone. She's
yeah,
got
no,
a
but
cannon.
For real. Like I definitely am a free agent and
do
I'm open.
And
so.
Then are you on the cunning stunts?
I am.
You just didn't get to play because obviously at the same time.
No, I didn't get to play at 2, but we definitely had a doubleheader at 3 o'clock right there against UFO, and we'll talk about that soon.
We sure will, like almost in like 10 minutes.
I know, so, speaking of the 2 o'clock game though, Joey Batts said that they played an awesome game, obviously against the Bams, putting up 35-14.
Bams got kind of smoked by the girls.
Yeah, so Joey Batts said that they had a phenomenal game, and we wanted to keep that up at 3 o'clock.
Sticky Bandits came out and beat the crap out of Slither in that end zone. Unfortunately, I don't know if they were down people or if it's just like a running theme where they got rid of Jay-Z, so for some reason that hurt them, and they're just getting beat up every week. They've only scored 17 points on the season, which is pretty rough, so
oh, no,
maybe they just have had a bad go and bad schedule so far, or it's just maybe they need to drop a division or two. And then practice squad coming out and beating up on Salino 40-19, which is pretty exciting. I'm glad to see practice squads really got it going. They're getting better every week, and that's what matters. So they have a real shot at this D6 title, and I think they might even be like the favorites to put the money on them. Jim, why don't we talk about the 13 o'clock games? Wait, 3 o'clock, I've been drinking.
What you talking about, Willis?
With the 3 o'clock games, 1500 games.
That's the one I was trying to say, my bad.
Week 5.
Angry Buffalo, 16. Braxton, 6 with 13. We've got A&A put up 40. Puckett All-Stars put up 36 right there. HK4 with the 46 on the board. AXA scored in with the 25. The Cutting Stun scored 51 in this game. Well, the UFO scored the 35. And in our final game of the day, the D5 game, the Hung Buffalo scores 52, and the Bams with 40.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Holy shit.
Hung Buffalo threw up a lot of points on the Bams. Maybe with the way that they got blown out twice this week, maybe they just didn't have everybody. I don't know what happened there.
Was that Hung Buffalo's D2 team?
No, that was their D5 team.
Oh, it was their D5.
Is Hung Buffalo the team with the super tall guy who looks like he's like the Hulk?
I mean, they have a guy that's pretty built. Tall guy.
Yeah, the RoboCop looking dude?
Yeah, he's like freaking 6'5".
He's definitely artificial.
Like, no, the big guy on their team is my height, except, you know, he probably goes to the gym and does athletic stuff.
No, he just looks super fucking tall.
He's got a motherboard inside him.
You don't look super tall. You just are super tall, right?
I mean, I guess.
Well, I mean, unless you're
Angry Buffalo squeezing out a win over Racks and Sacks. 16-15.
How did that happen?
Right? I got to tell you.
Yeah, cool. Let's hear it.
First off, congrats to Angry Buffalo.
Yep.
Coming up, getting their first D1 win, popping their proverbial cherry. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance to talk with a lot of
those guys.
I don't
know what that's like, winning in D1.
I was going to say, you've popped enough cherries in your day.
That was about 15 years ago.
You were born a non-virgin.
It's like a hot dog down a hallway.
Uncles, a lot of uncles. Go on.
That's some hallway.
They're not blood uncles. They're just like father friends. Funch. Continue. Funch. Go on.
Fun uncles. Funkles.
Funkles. Christopher, please.
It's short for fuck uncles.
Oh, well, yeah. Or fun uncles. But
family show.
So, Angry Buffalo. Great bunch of people. Had
absolutely.
A chance to play
I love them.
Sit around, talk with Such and a whole squad and Jay. And just happy for them. Like, good people. That they're going to be really good when they adjust. Obviously, they made the adjustment. They won. So they're gonna be held to pay.
They're the only team that that's played 5 games so far in D1, and
it is week 5, so they're on pace.
Right, so they're the only ones that have been showing up the whole time, but they still have more wins combined than XTC and Titans in Motion, so they got that going for them.
They do, yeah.
The only problem right now it seems for them, like their offense is kind of like middle of the pack, which is cool, but their defense is the problem because they've allowed right now I think most in the league 169 points, and
that's usually the hardest part. When you come up to figure out is your defense, because most of the teams
just know how to beat it.
They got a system for zone. They got a system for man. They can kind of peg weak links and spots, and they'll expose your weaknesses. And it takes a little bit. I mean,
did you guys play them last week, right?
Yeah.
And when you saw them playing defense, what did you think?
I thought they looked like a team that played against a lot of teams that
didn't
either don't know how to expose your weaknesses or can't do it.
So. That's okay. That makes sense. Then yeah. Coming from D2, where obviously there's not a lot of great teams there because we got teams like the Purge. But jokes aside, so A&A has not really been the A&A we all know and love. They've been kind of
thank God on the winner board, right? The world is better when A&A wins,
right?
And they have the Gatorade bucket.
Who's on Puckett All Stars?
Puckett.
Yeah. Puckett.
I know, but
I
don't even know who Puckett is.
I don't either. I thought you made that up.
It was a shot in the dark.
We actually had their quarterback on one of the shows. He was a really good guy. I don't know any of the other players. I think they're just a bunch of friends that, like, I don't think anybody knows anybody from the league.
Well, good for Matty Ice.
They come out and sling it, and they're really good. A&A was 0-2, and they just. I know we played them the first week, and Maddie was sick the second week. Like, I heard there was a little dissension in the ranks.
I heard word on the street is that Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Oliphant.
Oliphant.
Who is, I'm actually friends with this kid named Trevor, and she started dating Trevor.
Boyfriend.
That's kind of like how I met her. And I heard she
is doing really well. When she first started, she was super, super fast, but was struggling
couldn't catch the long
ball. Yeah, could not catch the ball. And like now I heard she's just all hands, and she's catching, and she's awesome, and good for her.
I mean, so, I didn't help her this game because actually on the last touchdown we scored in the Tommy Hughes game is when I had jumped to catch a ball, and she dove in front to like, but she was a second late, so when I caught it, I came down right on her ankle and her foot, and I thought I broke it because I weigh like,
yeah, well, she's tiny. Yeah.
When you say jump,
no, I'm talking like the solid. The solid. It was
that even?
It was a solid 4-inch vertical. Like
fall.
No, in the air.
Roll.
Caught the ball with my body because it's not going to be my hands, and then proceeded to land on her. Her
loose leaf paper.
So, she was kind of limping around because of me, and I felt bad about that. And then,
did you buy her a drink after?
Yeah, probably
not.
No,
probably
actually,
not.
No, she didn't. She didn't stick around. So that's her own damn fault.
Probably
I don't feel
not.
Bad about it. So
I'll
get her
to media.
But
Karen,
she,
I apologize 700 times. No, she's going to media. Care. She's a gamer. She plays.
By the way, she's still
later.
A Miller Fillmore.
Give her a nice fruit basket.
Yeah,
I hear that's the cool thing to do. Send her a fruit basket.
That's what I hear.
Cheese
wheel.
She's definitely going to be the up and coming D1 All Star. You guys look out for her.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she'll leave Maddie's team.
She's no Sherry.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Dude, she's got to. She's getting too good.
I don't think
she's getting too good.
She's been really good friends.
You don't leave the ice. You.
That's
the
also
ice
true, too.
Does leave, yeah.
HK4 came out and took on AXA, and they just beat them by 21.
Can you tell me what either of those names mean?
I thought it was Holy,
do we know what
Holy Kibasa,
for?
Holy Kibasa 4, and AXA, I believe, is their work. I think it's whatever it is. I don't remember. This was explained to me before. I just don't remember there.
I was confuzzled.
So that leaves the last game then to talk about there, Share Bear, is your Cunning Stunts UFO game. So you brought your friend to the league, put her on
so,
the team playing
yes,
against you,
yeah.
and then smacked her around a whole bunch.
All right, so I decided that this session I was only going to play for the Purge, and then Brandy and Britt,
and
obviously the twins, reached out to me and said, are you going to play for Cunning Stunts? And I was like, all right, fine.
And you're like, yeah, I'd like to have some fun.
And then I missed the two first weeks, so I felt bad, and I was like, you know what, like, I don't want to show up and like take game time away from the people that, you know, are there. So if you need me as a sub, like, I'll be there. And Kelly reached out to me and said, hey, can you make the 3 o'clock game? So I ended up showing up for that, and little did I know I was playing UFO, and that was the team that I put my best friend Jamie on, who's new to the league.
Oh, you didn't
and
even know
worst part
playing?
About the whole game is I got a pick off her. She like tipped it and I caught it behind her and ran it in for a touchdown. I was like, oh shit.
Did you like showboat and point at
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I felt like, so bad. I was like, come on, James.
That's why you're not on my team.
Yeah, it was super fun. They have decent guys. I think that they just need to learn how to mesh a little bit better. They struggled on defense. And you know what it is when you have these all-girls team, you beat up on the girls on, you know, on their team. And our girls are just always better than the other girls. So that's the only way that we win. So, you know, with me being on there, I'm not there to catch the football. I'm there to just be a decoy and, like, pull the safety
that's
out and pull these people.
That's what we use Cole for on
Yeah, so it just, I mean, I,
speed,
I'm just...
No speed.
I'm there to help out, and same thing with like Brandy and Brittany. Like, we're there to help out, and you know, my major part is on defense. So, as far as offense goes, you know, I'm not really utilized other than, you know, being the decoy.
Run
but
really fucking fast sometimes.
Yeah, so just run fast and get out of there. As Joey Betts says, get the fuck out.
How confident are you in the Cunning Stunts talent level and ability to win?
Ooh.
Seeing as I only played with them one time this session, I played with them last session, but we really didn't have all the girls, and that was a struggle. But this year, if we can get our girls there, I truly think that we're going to do some damage. I mean, I wasn't there for the Maddie's Angels game, so I don't really know. I can't judge.
There were a lot of girls that weren't there for that game, though.
I definitely heard that Maddie's Angels,
that
though, has their team stacked. Which, good for them. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be a toss-up.
I mean, I feel like there's a team in D5 that would be willing to have a bar bet or a
Tommy Hughes experience,
a drinking game.
Just a bra bet.
Do you want to fight about it?
A bra bet.
An everything bet.
But if we're going to have a bra bet, you need to wear bras during the game.
Have you seen my man boobs? That's all I wear all the time. Anyway, I wear bras.
Yeah, Cole will bet his spandex versus your bra.
I want to see proof.
Of my bra or my thong?
Your
you can only pick one, by the way.
Not gonna, hey,
I'm going to have to think about that one. Sounds kind of hot.
That sounds
naughty, boy.
Cole, in the old
actually,
days,
you know
it
what?
Sounds like a fourth
the
quarter.
More I think about it, I don't want your thong with your little
you
sweaty ball sack all up in there.
It's usually more of the fact that you could braid my butt hair. But that's not
I thought you waxed that shit. What happened?
My butthole, not my cheeks.
Oh,
that costs
God.
Extra.
Why am I thinking about this?
Cole, that's
visualize that people visualize it.
That sounds like a end zone liquor corners game.
True story. How many people do you know can have ass dreadlocks? That's what I do.
That game was Iceball 12 years ago.
Back to the all-girls teams, though, aside from your little jokes and stuff, because they are super funny. But back to the all-girls teams. I just want to give a shout-out for those all-girls teams, because we show up and you hear chatter all the time against the team that you're playing that says, oh, these are a bunch of chicks, like, don't, no big deal, like, we're gonna beat them, you know? And it's like, don't underestimate the girls teams. Like, if you're out there,
Christopher didn't quarterback one of the better girls teams ever.
but you can speak for it, a D4 championship.
Yes,
but that's what I'm saying, like, you can speak for it. It's kind of funny, like, we show up and, you know, you get underestimated and these people, like, put you down, and then little do you know, we got girls, small girls, Jen and Jill, who are extremely underestimated. Joey Betts is wife Jill and her sister-in-law Jen. I mean, you look at it, these girls are just burning guys left and right, and just don't underestimate us. Like, we'll bring it.
That's Joey.
So, ironic point. You say that the girls' teams are underestimated. So, the non-award-winning, not any good at anything, Tommy Hughes of The Experience.
One of our best friends.
We have to friend admit that
on
here.
Friend is a relative term.
Best is also relative.
Very relative. So, during our game against Maddie's Angels, he heard, and I quote, wow, I really hope you guys are actually going to keep this competitive, because we haven't had a competitive game yet. And, I mean, could you guys try to keep it within two scores?
Oh.
And at that point, I said, and I quote, and to all my Molly's Ladies girls, I apologize, but I said, if I ever lose to an all-girls team, I will retire on the field immediately after that game.
Just from D5, though, not from D1, right?
Oh, permanent retirement.
Really?
Permanent retirement.
So is that the bet that you're making with her team?
So
the retirement match with the cunning stunts?
I mean...
That sucks that you did
that. I will throw that up. I will throw that out there.
Hold on.
I did have a beer and a half, so I'm wasted.
It just means he's not going to play in that game, but so he didn't technically...
I did throw that out there. That was after the fact that I heard, are you guys even going to keep this close? And I went...
Who said it?
Don't you all know who we are anyway? Like... We know what the hell we're doing. Teams lose to the girls' team.
Who said that?
Because they either don't know what they're doing, girls suck,
their
quarterback sucks.
Yeah.
And we know what we're doing. Our quarterback is okay.
He has his moments, yeah.
And our girls are good. I'm like, are you out of your mind? And lo and behold,
you beat him.
Whoops, another ass whooping. So
I think all of these teams
can you guys keep it close?
Anyway.
Well, you know, we played shitty and we still won, so.
We're in a fun division, that's for sure. Well, that covers the games for the week. Jamie, you got the next week's schedule up here. Do you have anything to say about it?
No.
No, I thought you were going to pick like your game of the week or something cool. You're just putting it up for fun? All right.
Actually, if you're asking, you're talking about the game of the week for the entire day, correct?
I mean, yeah, that's usually what you do sometimes.
All right, the game of the week for the entire day. Around the room.
He's going to randomly
Jerry, if you could please, what is your game of the week for the entire day?
That's the entire day? Close. If you could just, you know, back that ass up.
Here. XTC Angry Buffalo?
You had it really freaking close.
That seems fair.
I wasn't trying to tell you.
It was in my face. I couldn't get rid of it. It was all over my face.
Oh, let me see here.
That's what she said.
She did.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Ooh, I see Eyes Downtown and Public Enemy up there. What's going to happen, Cole?
Mr. Cole!
Ooh, let's see.
I didn't even see you played them already.
So, that game... there are no girls for Public Enemy. There is no Chris Cole for Public Enemy.
What are you doing?
There is no Tommy Hughes for Public Enemy. However, the QB in waiting, Ryan Radke, is going to do some very, very good things.
Oh, really?
Like, this kid has got...
Who do you have for girls, then?
Maybe the strongest arm in the league, second strongest arm in the league. He can sling it. So, we'll see. But the full Public Enemy squad is definitely missing that one.
Where's everybody going to be?
I don't know what Tommy's doing. He's probably getting his hair done
Tommy
or something.
Comic-Con.
I don't care about him. I care about the important people. Oh, it is
cool. What about your girls?
Cheryl's arresting people. So's Heather.
Yeah.
And
they're both arrested. That's very true.
And I'm golfing in a Give Money to Cancer tournament. So.
Oh, that's nice. Fair.
Yeah. Can't even yell at you.
No. You should promote that.
I mean, you could. You're well within your rights.
No,
I
Mr.
Cole,
you should promote that.
What is
people
that?
Can do something
not.
For it.
What is that?
A buddy of mine, Steve Arachi, does a tournament.
Yes, I know Steve.
Yeah. Does a tournament through his work on the island. They make drugs, lots and lots of good drugs, like the We're Going to Kill You Now drug and the Death Chamber there and like the Save Your Life drugs and all that kind of stuff. But they had a coworker who passed away from cancer. And so they have a memorial tournament for him every year, and the proceeds from that tournament
Where do you play?
Go to, I believe they always send them to Roswell, if I'm not mistaken. Usually we're out at Oak Run out in Lockport, but this year we're at Chestnut Hill.
Oh, that's fine.
Is there a link that people can donate to?
Yeah.
Or? Not that I know of, not as far as they do stuff. It's mostly like an in-house thing for them.
Okay.
They want to keep it kind of close and personal. So.
Cool.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a game of the day, I think I'm going to go to D6, and I'm going to take the 2-0 McKenzie Agency taking on the 2-0 Dilly Dilly. I think that'd be fun. I think McKenzie's playing really well. Finally, they're getting it together, and they're finally like dialed in what they've been trying to do for a couple of seasons now. Dilly Dilly, I still don't know who you are, but you're 2-0, and you've only allowed 13 points, and you've been apparently playing well. So potentially this could be a really fun game to watch. And
Dilly Dilly!
That's something I'll be looking for. Yeah, exactly. Plus, it's also super fun to say.
Right?
So that would be cool.
Mr. Cole, your pick for the day.
So, obviously, I'm kind of...
D1 oriented?
Yeah, biased. I am. I'm biased. I'm a snob.
I don't blame you. I would be if I was good, too.
Well, good, again, is a relative term, and, you know... it's a true story. So, if I were to pick...
Whammy.
If I were to sit down and have a beer and sit down and watch a game, the game I would want to watch would be tight ends and racks and sacks.
Yeah,
I
was thinking
that would
that
be a good
too.
One.
Yeah, you're looking at a lot of speed, a lot of talent,
who do you have?
Probably a lot of man defense.
If you had to bet, if we bet $5 right now, who would you pick?
Tight ends.
I'll take racks and sacks. $5 bet.
$5?
Cool.
Sold.
Done.
How about better? Just a sixer.
Sixer. Okay, cool.
Sixer. Sick bet.
But that's like more money.
No, no.
You make way more money than me. I'm poor.
Man, you guys are cheap.
I'm not real, Lenny.
Well, then go sell yourself on a corner like I do to make ends meet. I mean,
Mr. Hearn. Ends meeting. Your pick of the day.
Wait, is that six pack of Natty Ice?
It's about to be.
It's a 30-pack of Natty Ice.
We'll figure it out. Racks and sacks, don't let me down, please.
You're going to let me down. I'm going to have to go with XTC and Angry Buffalo.
Yeah? Why is that, James?
I don't know. I think it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a shootout, and I know a lot of people in both games. So.
What's the over-under on that?
Over-under, I'm going to say 51.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, I think Angry Buffalo is going to take it.
That would be a fun one to bet.
I've got one.
What do you got, DJ Jimmy?
The game of the week will be... The only D2 game being played this Saturday.
Oh, my God, it is.
1400 NWO going up against Hootie and the Brofish.
There really is only one D2
game. It's literally
game.
The only D2 game of the day.
I finally got introduced to who Bro is.
He's
not introduced,
kid.
But I got shown who Bro is.
He's a good kid.
Who is it?
I like Bro.
Which one is it?
Bro.
Is it different Kleckler? I don't know.
He's Bro.
Like Bro Montana.
He's just a good kid.
Is the only thing we know him by?
I don't know his name.
He's a Kleckler. He's Kleckler's brother.
Right? Yeah.
Which is Bro.
Yeah.
So we got that going on. So with time being a little more than we want it to be right now, we got to semi-wind this down. So I guess we're going to just jump right into final thoughts. So Share Bear, let's start with you. You got anything to say? This is your time to say it.
Not really. I don't play this weekend because our team is all missing. So
Yeah, but you guys play when your team's missing anyway.
Yeah, but like majority of the team this
Are you still going to show up anyway and support people?
No, I'm actually out of town this weekend.
Of course.
I'm out of town and a bunch of other people have other things going on. So we're not going to be there, but I wish everybody the best of luck. Play safe.
All right. Christopher, let's move on to you. Final thoughts of the day.
It was great to be on the podcast again. Love coming out to Jimmy's joint. This was fantastic.
It was great to
really
have
cool.
You.
It was cool to hang out with the ghosts.
that was the weirdest thing.
So I said something last week after our game with tight ends, and obviously got a little emotional, and people are yelling and screaming. But we're hoping that's going to be like a new fun rivalry. Like, that was a great game. There was no bullshit. Nobody hit each other. Nobody was talking trash. Nothing stupid. Game came down to the last drive. And if every game in the league was like that competitively played with that kind of respect, the league's going to be in good hands. Like, a lesson could have been learned with the exception of my tirade at the end, you know.
Were there no
from that game?
So you guys were all cool afterwards? There
was so we went right to the bar.
Okay.
Kleckler had the bet, so he came out, bought beers and shots. We turned around, bought them shots. And we shot the breeze for the next hour. So just shot the breeze about the game and about everything.
Basically the way that we want the league to be.
Yeah. The game was done and over with about 2 minutes afterwards, and we chilled at the bar.
People talk shit about D1. Friendships. I love it. James C. Hearn, man of many, many opinions and great musical tastes. What do you have to say? Final thoughts?
Well, obviously I'd like to thank Topper and Lenny for obviously continuously having this league. Like I said, greatest league on the planet. Love playing in it. And we're fortunate that their time and hard work have been able to keep this around and have this kind of social outlet. And obviously I'd like to thank Jim and yourself for having us on here. It's obviously an honor to be on this podcast, and more importantly, my better half, Chris Cole.
You guys are the cutest.
You guys are like butt buddies.
James, I do have a question for you.
And Sherry,
I'm
too.
I'm the lesser half.
Two awesome counterparts.
I told you I like butt stuff.
Are you retiring?
Do you like butt stuff?
Right? Who doesn't?
James, are you retiring?
I've made this joke for probably the last 6 years.
I know.
You are not retiring.
No.
You can't retire. He's not going to.
He's not. I'm going to purposely. He won't. He can't.
You can't leave the experience.
He won't leave.
You're done. No.
I've got.
Yep. Is he taking over the league?
Don't even entertain the thought of this.
He's think,
I'll
think,
be so
I
mad
think,
at you.
Hey, this
since,
is James' final
Joe
thought.
Joe K has forced himself in the retirement a little bit faster than usual.
Little Lenny?
No, I won't retire this year. I think I got another couple years left.
There That's what I wanted to hear, because you told me that the other day that you were.
But
this
like,
is my last
but
year.
Like Chris Cole and I, you know, and I agree with Chris when he said this earlier. You know, I think we can hold our own in D5 and at least be middle of the pack. But if we have to move to D4, I think
then
we'll have some struggles. We're not the fastest individuals on the field, but
all right.
Well, then I want to join your team.
1991 offensive line,
yeah,
as your starting secondary and wide receivers,
Gordon,
Cole.
I have an idea.
The weight.
You know that you already had a final thought, so I don't care.
I know this is my extra final thought.
If there was, go ahead.
If they move up to D4, I want to go with them.
That'd be fine.
Do you think Topper would let me?
I mean, yeah. Give him enough wine. Topper will let you do anything.
Perfect.
I mean,
we're in.
I don't think it'd be a big deal. Sherry's not really a game changer.
I'm not at all. That's what I mean. I can be there.
I mean, she won't even put money on a bet with the Tommy Hughes experience.
No, because you know what? I don't want to purposely.
You guys are
ruining
final
retire.
Thoughts by having more thoughts.
What's Sorry. Final thoughts? It's thoughts, so plural.
The end.
Do you see who you have
yeah,
here?
Plural thought.
There's
yeah,
so many
going.
Thoughts
it sounds
going
like
on.
Sounds
final thought.
So, Jim, what are you? What's your final thought, Jim?
Final thoughts by thought. Jack Handy.
There's a T.
Closing this show is going to be the hardest thing in the world. Jim, you got anything for me?
No.
No, I'm just guessing. All right, that's fine. I figured I'd ask
Take it away, Joe K.
So I would like to thank each and every one of you for being here. Sherry, thanks for being a much better Emily. Chris Cole, thanks for being much better than Emily's team. James Hearn, thank you for also being much better than Emily's team. That's something
what
we all
do.
Have in common today. No, I'm just kidding. Emily, I miss you, and I don't even think you're going to listen to this, but... We did miss you here.
Do you think she'll complain about it?
Another no, she's,
Who?
She doesn't care.
Flag
so anyway,
play.
Who?
We had a good week. I mean, the weather
Emily.
The weather wasn't the best that it could be, but it looks like it's going to be another solid 72 degrees and rain on Saturday. So thanks again,
Buffalo.
But Lenny, I know you're listening, and you're the only person that does. Just kidding. There's actually a surprising amount of people that listen to this podcast, and a lot of people stopped me last week to say, hey, you're doing good without Lenny. You did a great job, blah, blah.
Is there really that many people that listen to this?
I always thought it was like
300.
I always thought it was
really?
Like Lenny bullshit, where he just like
is,
randomly says things, but it turns
really,
out there are. And there's people that I haven't talked to before said, hey, Joe
that's
K, good
awesome.
Job. Yeah, I know, I'm really excited about it.
Are there really that many people that would lie to Joe K and tell me
yeah,
to
but if
job?
You listen
people
to
that
it, then come
know,
up
though,
and give us your name. Come on the podcast.
That's what we want. We want new people on the podcast.
Awesome to have you guys.
I think we're going to have some new people on it pretty soon.
Hell
that's
yeah.
The best. James.
I do. I have one more thing.
That's fine.
Thoughts.
Mr. Paul Shinta.
Ooh.
Paulie.
He does a couple pub crawls every
yes,
year.
Yes, he does.
And every pub crawl, he picks a charity or something yep. the money goes towards.
It's coming
I know
up,
the,
right?
The Williamsville yeah. pub crawl is coming up, and he has put it on social media. So. If you guys see him at the bar, reach out to him and see what the cause is.
He did say that
yeah,
he's going to stick on the bar this week. So
it's
talk
always
to him.
He's a great guy with fantastic causes. So reach out
Paul
to him,
awesome.
See what
Paul's
he's doing,
awesome
and
dude.
You know, even if you can't show up to the cause, maybe you could donate to it or put some money towards it. So
the post was for the Williamsville pub crawl
yep.
June 9th
on Facebook.
Perfect. Yeah,
the
so.
Date was picked, but the round of bars was not. But yeah, please reach out to him and see what you can do as far as
alrighty.
Charity.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for making this the greatest second episode of my career, and
Woo!
I'll never have another one quite like it. Thank you for coming out and coming from North Tonawanda, where he came from, and thank you, Sherry, for beating up a war vet. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you at the field.
Why'd you stack your team, Uncle Topper?
Thank you for having us.